Happy Easter. This is the best day we've got. Isn't it true? You should be smiling. If you're not, check your pulse. Check the pulse of somebody next to you. Wives, poke your husbands. Our scripture today comes from the Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 1. I'm using the New Revised Standard. It will be on your screen. You're invited to read along with whatever text that you have. But let us hear with fresh ears this wonderful story, this wonderful truth from the Gospel according to Luke. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling cloth stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to pray with me, please. Holy, living, marvelous, wonderful God, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for getting up and getting out of that tomb. And thank you that you have opened our eyes, that we can be in your house this day, that we can sing the great Alleluia, that we can hear your words from ancient text. And right now, God, we have a lot on our minds. We have personal cares of family and situations, of work and other things. We have exciting plans for the afternoon, or we may have loneliness awaiting us. Whatever it is, Lord, that in this moment may be trying to distract us, Lord, help us to keep those things at bay. For in this moment, we need a word from you. So calm our minds and quiet our hearts. Oh, Lord, right now, make the reality of the empty tomb a reality for us. And Lord, hide your servant behind the tomb. For I do not wish to be seen. I wish only that you will be seen and your words and only your words will be spoken. For your words are life. Your words are our strength. Your words are our guide. And it is your word that we need this day. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill this place from the floor to the ceiling, from wall to wall. Fill every heart and every mind. So I ask, Lord, speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For we, your servants, are listening. Amen. I've often thought about what it would have been like to have been one of the ones to have gone to the tomb. It's very hard for us in our modern day world to understand what it would have been like to have been in hiding all day on Saturday. Very possibly, we have been in that time of extreme grief and shock at the death of a loved one. And some of us have stood at that moment when that death was tragic and sudden. But then to go with the women, going to do what they were naturally inclined to do, to go care for the body and to wonder what they would find, to wonder how were they going to get in to that tomb, and to be like Mary and the others, and to find that great stone rolled away, and to find him gone. There were three reactions that we read about just now. One was that of the women, who were totally astonished and amazed. And in other accounts, they began to weep because the body was gone. And they did something extraordinary. They ran from the tomb and went and did something about it. They told. They went back and told the others, the 11 and the others that were there. And some of the people that they told did not believe them. And I dare say some of us have trouble with this resurrection story, do we not? How can a body get up and walk out? Dead is dead, right? Once you're dead, you're dead. And many of us in our scientific ways have trouble reconciling this. We have all this knowledge of today, all the scientific inquiry, and we wonder how it is that a body gets up and walks out. And some of us struggle with that. For this is the central claim of the Christian church, is that that body got up and walked out of the grave. And for me, that is central. He did get up with the scars of crucifixion and walk out of that grave. For that, I believe is true. With all of my fancy education, I know that I know that I know. He got up with the scars and walked out. But some felt that that was an idle tale. It says that in the scriptures. And then there's Peter. I know Peter on an intimate level. You know Peter, impetuous Peter, who jumps out of good boats. Peter, who through no account of his own makes this wonderful claim that you are the Christ and then goes around and denies him. You know Peter, my second cousin. Peter runs to the tomb to see if it's real, and then he does something totally I don't understand. He goes home. He just goes home. I don't know if there was a football game on or what. He goes home. He does nothing about it. He goes home and gets in his recliner. He just goes home. You would think that if you had denied the Lord and kind of helped him get to a cross, you'd be real happy about this. You know, you want to go tell somebody, it's okay. What I did has been undone. But he goes home. He does nothing. But the women, y'all get where I'm going? Right? The women do something about it. They go tell about this miraculous event. To them, this is great good news. In fact, it is good news. For when you peer into the empty tomb, something has got to change in you. You can't leave the empty tomb the same way that you went to the empty tomb. You can't go tiptoe into the empty tomb afraid and leave there afraid. Because death, in all of its forms, has been defeated because that tomb is no longer filled with a dead body. Amen?
Amen.
When you go to that tomb and you see that he's not there, and you know that he got up and he left there, then your world has been rocked and an insurrection has started. The root word, the Latin root for insurrection, is the same root word for rising up. For rising up. You see, this resurrection started a whole new ball game. This resurrection said, life as we know it is going to change. When you look in that empty tomb, the time clock on your old self has just died, and the time clock on your new self has just started. When you look in that empty tomb and you walk away, the new creation has begun. You don't have to stay stuck in your past. You can be the new creation that God has for you. When you look in that empty tomb and you walk away, those labels that people put on you fall away. You don't have to have that label of loser or deadbeat or past. Whatever it is in your past that has defined you falls away when you look in that empty tomb and walk away. You can become what God intended you to become. You can walk away from that empty tomb, a bold witness to the grace of God and the hope of the resurrection. You don't have to stay scared, trapped up in that upper room anymore because that tomb is empty. We can become the rebels, the renegades that we've been talking about for 40 days around here because that tomb is empty. You just can't go to that tomb and stay the way you are. Y'all are getting this amen thing. For our visitors, I've been working on this since June. Anyway, I digress. When you go to that tomb, you know that your sins were nailed to that cross and they've been thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, and God remembers them no more because that tomb is empty. And you don't have to hang on to them. You don't have to bring them up anymore because God has forgotten them. And nobody has to tell you anything about them because that tomb is empty. And when you go to that tomb and you see it empty, you can get on your knees and start praying. You can become a prayer warrior, and the gates of hell will begin to shake, my fellow believers, because that tomb is empty. When we start getting on our knees and praying like we're supposed to pray, I guarantee you things are going to change because that tomb is empty. I guarantee you when we get on our knees and we pray like we pray at that empty tomb, children will not go to bed hungry anymore. I guarantee you when we go to the empty tomb, we get on our knees and we pray like that tomb is empty, elderly won't have to choose between food and medicine anymore. I guarantee you we go to that tomb and we get on our knees like that tomb is empty, justice will roll down like mighty waters and mercy like an ever-flowing stream. I guarantee you, we go to that empty tomb, we get on our knees like that tomb is empty, our political leaders will shake because Christians are praying boldly that they turn to God and not to wealth for direction. I guarantee you, we go to that empty tomb and get on our knees like that tomb is empty, and America may just turn to God once again. When you come to that tomb and you know that it's empty, then a hope that passes all human understanding will become a part of your life. The throne of grace will become a reality. That grace that has been leading you to that tomb that we call prevenient will convict you and bring you back. And that grace that we call sanctifying will lead you on. And you can become more than you ever thought you could become. We can become a mighty nation that leaves these walls becoming true disciples, not just Sunday disciples, but true disciples who take up their cross every day. Now, let me put a little disclaimer here. That doesn't mean your life's going to be happy skippy every day. For when we become bold disciples of Christ, the powers and principalities are going to come after you. But you know what? That tomb's empty. That tomb is empty. And though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're going to walk right through it. And we're not going to be alone. The tomb is empty. And the Christ of that tomb will walk with us. And the insurrection that began in that empty tomb that will continue today will walk with us until the Christ of that empty tomb comes back. And he's coming back, folks. He's coming back. But the kingdom of God that began on that day, that's going on right now, we can become a part of. I pray that we don't go to this tomb this day and stay stuck. Hallelujah. And amen.